Okay. All right, so let's begin.
You're not in yeshiva anymore. I'm sorry you started recording.
No, yeah, I'm actually. So previously on Shir. So we did last time round, right? We saw the Gemara. We saw that basically there are really two like key points in the Gemara where the Gemara Daf Gimel Mabez kind of like starts off with this, oh, Kiddushei Ketana, right? Or Kiddushei Kesef. And it's, oh, you know, Kiddushei Ketana. How do we know that it works and that you could do it with Kesef? And how do you know that the father gets the money, right? And right after that, like Tosos tries to mitigate it and says, oh, you know, we're talking about how do we know that Kiddushei Ketana, the father gets the money. But obviously, Kiddushei Kesef, right? We don't need a new makor for Kiddushei Kesef by Ketana if the father can be Mekadesh Bito. So it's the same thing. And Rashi says, no, right? We mean, how do we know that Kiddushei Kesef work by Kiddushei Ketana? And how do we know that the father gets to keep the money, right? And those are two separate things, and we need a new makor for Kiddushei Kesef by Ketana. Okay, that was the first thing off. But on the Rashi is really the more pshat of the Gemara, right? Tosus is just saying, well, it doesn't make so much sense, right? Because it says, Minolan de Mekanya beKesef, the Kesef de Avuha, right? So we're really asking, how do we know that Kesef works by a Gedlola? How do we know that Kesef works by a Ketana? And how do we know that the father keeps the Kiddushei Kesef by a Ketana, according to Rashi, right? And the whole discussion in this Gemara then, you know, proceeds to discuss, okay, how do we know that either one of two things? According to Tosfos, the discussion in the Gemara is, how do we know that the father basically has a lien on his daughter's account while she's a Ketana, that in return for, right, his taking care of her, she gets, you know, he gets, right, in return for him paying for her, you know, room and board and education, whatever, he gets, you know, whatever economic output she makes, right? That's really the gisha of Tosos. We're really trying to figure out, and amongst those things is the Kiddushei Kesef, okay? So obviously, right, Kiddushei Ketana could be with Kesef because it works for Kiddushin. And then the question is, you know, Kiddushei Ketana, why does the father get the money? And basically, you know, the maskana is, well, even though it's something that money that comes memela and it's a gift, right? And gifts get taxed separate differently than your wages, right? Sometimes you get taxed more on gifts and sometimes you get taxed dafka less on gifts, right? So the relationship between gifts and wages could be either way. Dafka wages, you'll get taxed less for because you worked hard for it, or wages you get taxed on because those are your wages, right? And those are sort of expected things that the government, you know, takes a cut of as part of the whole system. But gifts, you know, someone gives you a gift of $20, you don't need to pay taxes on it because it's me'alma kabasi and it's a gift and like, you know, the IRS isn't interested, right? It's also, you know, like inheritance, you get a huge tax. You know, gifts over X amount of money, you get a huge tax. Gifts under a certain amount of money, the government just ignores it and says you don't have to pay taxes on it, right? So is Kiddushin Dafka going to be taxed, you know, kiviyachol, by the father because it's, you know, because it's, oh, it's a gift. She didn't work hard for it. So like, why shouldn't he get it, right? He pays for a room or board, you know, or no, like, yeah, whatever, you know, fine. She got some money for out of the blue. That's fine. Like, let her keep it. Okay. So the answer is I need to know both of those things, that both her wages and her gifts, you know, go to the father and he has a lien on it and the money goes to him. But really this whole discussion says one gisha of Tosfos. It's just, you know, it's all about the question is about the finances. And of course, Kiddushei Ketana, the Kesef, is kind of obvious because, you know, why would Kesef be any different? Right? That's one gisha. Rashi's gisha is no, right? There's this whole discussion about, you know, how do you know that Shavach Nurim Laviha, right? And part of that is, how do we know that you could be Mekadesh Bito Bekesef, right? And you could be Mekadesh Bito Bekesef because it's Biti Natati L'Shazeh, Kol Shavach Nurim La'av, v'chulei v'chulei, right? But all that is building around the idea that there's this Chiddush that you could be Mekadesh Bito Bekesef, right? And that's a Chiddush and that's new by Kiddushei Ketana, and we're learning Kiddushei Ketana from Amma Ivriya, okay? Right, in kesef la'adon zeh, yesh kesef la'adon acher, my nihu av, and we're learning Kiddushei Ketana, according to Rashi, from Amma Ivriya. Okay, so the father can sell his daughter as a maidservant, right? So just like he can do that, he also is able to makabel her kiddush. Okay, now the gisha there, if you take that approach, then how much is that a limud, and how much is there something really going on there, right? Maybe Kiddushei Ketana is really being learnt out from Ama Ivriya, and maybe there's some parallel or some similar mechanism in place that allows the father to sell her as an Ama Ivriya and allows her to be Mekadesh her. Okay? But that would imply that Kiddushei Ketana is different than regular Kiddushin. And one of the things that I think really nails that in is that the Gemara Daf Dalid then comes around and says, oh, Tanya Maisila Mehacha, Tanya Kiika Cheshisha Obala, right? According to Tosfos, that is the makor for Kiddushei Kesef. Kiddushei Ketana is the same thing. Why do we need the makor of in Kesef Ladon Zeh? Right? The answer is to know that the money actually goes to the father at the end of the day. Right? But the Kiddushin side of things is the same as the Kiddushei Gedola. Rashi says, right? No, right? I need a separate makor for Kiddushei Ketana, and Kiddushei Ketana of Bekesef is really learned out from Ama Ivriya, right? And I need both. I do also need Kiyikach, because why? So Tosa says, right? He says, oh, Hava Mina Hecha Di Yava Ihi Li Dideh Vi Kiddashto, Havu Kiddush. Tosa says, oh, you know, Dafka, we're talking about, one second, where's that Tosos? Did I bring it? I didn't bring that Tosos? I didn't bring that Tosos. But Tosos on this line in the Gemara says, right, we would have thought maybe that she could do the Amira also. Right, he would give her the ring and she would say, Hare, you know, Anu Mikudashin. Kamash Malan, Kiikach, you know, says, oh, you really need to, he really needs to be doing the act of Kiddushin and even the Amira. Okay? While Rashi says that if we had learned out from Kiddushei Gedola, from Kiddushei Ketana, then Kiddushei Ketana, Gedola, I would think she couldn't do the marrying. Meaning a woman could walk over to a man and say, you know, Hareya Ata Mikudash Li. Okay? And give him Kesef, and it would work. Why? Rashi says, because, you know, if Kiddushin can be effective with money, so who cares who gives the money? Right? Now, that we said yesterday, what does that really remind us of? That really reminds us of Chalipin, right? Where if it's like it's about making a contract, if it's about making some sort of gemir das and commitment between two parties to do something, so who cares if, you know, one who's the giver, as long as it says, you know, okay, I'm committing to give, you know, give to do this, to be married, right? And remember the Tosas Rid, who actually had a Havamina, that the commitment to get married would in fact be marriage. Right, by Kinyan Chalipin, that if you did a Kinyan Chalipin to later do Kiddushin, you'd be married. Kamash Malan, right, that Chalipin does that, you know, you actually have to do the Kiddushin, and it's not good enough to do a Chalipin to be Mechayev you to do Kiddushin, which is very interesting to us it's read. But the idea there was like basically like, a, you know, maybe just contracting a future Kiddushin is already Ishas, right, or is at least Kiddushin, right, saying, oh, we will, you know, get married. And doing a kinyan, signing a contract to that effect, already creates ishus, even though they haven't actually done any, you know, kiddushin, right? So the difference between those, again, is that for Tosvos, we're talking about the same kiddushin, by Kiddushei Ketana, right? And for Rashi, we're talking about a very different, something's different here, right? It has a different makor, it's learned out from Ama Ivriya, in Kesef Ladon Zayish, Kesef Ladon Acher, and our Havamina is that if Kiddushei Gedola was learned out from Kiddushei Ketana, then right? And Ishas, she could be Mekadeshim, because if it's just about consent, and if it's just about, or creating some sort of contract between them, why should she be any less capable of doing it than he is? Right? We think, you know, Lamaskana, Gika Chesh Isha, right? He's Machnisa Latoch Beso, which is why he's the one who has to do the Maisa Kiddushin. So if she's Nechnas Latoch Beso, and that's, you know, what's going on, so then, of course, she needs to be the one to be Mekadesh, he needs to be Mekadesh, because he's Machnisa Latoch Beso. Right? Rashi is saying, oh, but from Kiddushei Ketana, I would see it as merely, right, is Kesef is Osek Kiddushin, right? It's like a contract, it's like commitment, right? So I think that really points to the idea that Rashi sees Kiddushei Ketana as being different, as being its own distinct chalos. Okay, now, that being said, right, if that's true, right, then we have two kashas, we have two issues, okay? Our biggest problem, by Kiddushei Ketana, is what? What, like, really bothers us by Kiddushei Ketana? By the way, there's several things, you know. There are a few different things that bother us by Kiddushei Ketana. I'm not going to limit it to one. Like, Tikkun Katan is tough stuff. But what bothers us? What, like, you know, knock smack?
Halachically or, like, personally?
Everything. But don't, like, get, like, graphic or weird. But, like, you know.
I mean, she's a minor, so how can she be married off at all?
You know what? Very good. Like. Right? The biggest kasha is, wait a second, she's a minor. You know, how could you have a chalos ishos with a ketana? Right? I mean, you know, she doesn't have a yad to be kone, right? She can't, like, buy and sell things. How could she be married? Right? Morally, we have a bit of an issue of, like, wait a second, she's a ketana. How can you, like, marry a ketana? That one's actually less of an issue, I think, in some ways. Because the Gemara says, right, asur l'kadesh es bito ache tigdal v'tomer v'ploni ani rotze. On the moral level, right, it is asur to mekadesh bito unless, right, like in America, like if you're 16 and you want to get married, so you need parental consent, right? So if she's 10 and she's marrying a 13-year-old, so, you know, with, like, parental consent, then they don't actually get married. Tosafos I'm extrapolating from the Middle Ages back to, you know, back to the Gemara, but Tosafos has this whole thing where Tosafos talks about, maybe we'll do like also a shiur on this, but Tosafos talks about kiddushei katan. Right, that in Tosos' time they used to marry off a katan to a ktana. They wouldn't actually live together or anything, but basically because all of the financial complications that go into arranging a marriage, so they're always worried that they wouldn't be able to have the economic wherewithal to get them married later on because of who knows when the next pogrom is going to be and or the next drought or your next expulsion and you're going to lose all your property. So they used to do is they'd marry off their kids as early as possible. And then 10 years down the line, they'd actually, go and live together. So the living together part is less problematic. It doesn't seem like that's what actually happened, Bichlal.
Oh, you're Raya from Pride and Prejudice, because Mr. Darcy and the cousin, they're betrothed to each other at birth. And that's why the lady.
Oh, very good.
I don't know her name. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Mr. Berg. Very good. Very good. Right. Always, you always get 10 points for a Pride and Prejudice reference. Exactly. Right. Meaning they're like, they're married off, kivyachol, at birth. And then like 20 years later, they'll actually get married. So that part actually, I think is less problematic. But so Tosus actually is very bothered. Wait a second. Kedushik Tana works, right? Meaning whatever reason, so the same reason why we'd want to be married, marry off the katan, we want to marry off the ketana. But the ketana, it works, but by a katan, it doesn't work, right? Why? And the answer is, I think, Pasha, is because the whole idea is that he's machniso toch beso. He doesn't have a bias, he's a katan, right? So at least if he's a gadol and she's a ketana, right? So somehow, right, let's say the consent of the father matters, right? It counts. Yeah. But if we're dealing with the katan, right? Even in the Rabbanan, there's no kiddushin for a katan. He's a katan. How could he be? How could he effect marriage? And how could he propose kiddushin? And how could he be machnis l'toch beso? How could he even have a bias? He doesn't have a bias. He's a katan, right? So Tosfos basically says, yeah, you're right. It really should be aser. It really shouldn't be. It doesn't work halachically. But, we're kind of stuck because who knows when the next pogrom is going to be or the next expulsion. And then Tosafos goes on to explain, it doesn't work at all. But the reason why it's okay that we do it is, X, Y, and Z. And it's not like Sinus, and it's not whatever. And later on, do they have to do Kiddushin again or not and stuff. Anyway, maybe we'll go into that. But so the moral side of things is they don't really actually get married in the practical sense yet. Right. But there is a point of getting married when the financial wherewithal is available, right, to ensure that in the future they'll be taken care of, right? So why b'mkadesh bito when she's a ketana? Same thing, Pash, is why he's mocher la'ama is, if they don't have the financial wherewithal, ama is more like they literally are poor and don't have what to eat, so he could sell her as a maidservant, and then, right, the responsibility of taking care of her is on the, on the adon, right? They get domestic services, she gets to eat and not starve. And then also there's a din of yud where she can transform into marriage. He can be miyad, the adon can be, or miyad her to his son. that they could, like, then, you know, get married when she's when she grows up, which also interesting. Maybe we should have a shiur on that, because also the question is, like, okay, you know, how similar are those two? Right? According to Rashi, we're learning out Kiddush Ektana from Mama Ivriya, right? Maybe they're in a certain sense the same thing, right? Just, you know, one's I guess like different social classes or whatever, but, you know, you could marry her off to, like, is it to take care of her? Is it, you know, to ensure her well-being, like, after the father's dead? I'm not sure. But those things, I think, are all like interesting factors. But the question becomes, right? So those things, like, deal with, like, okay, why does this exist, right? Because, right, if the, you know, if they have the financial wherewithal now, they don't want later. You know, the father was afraid he's going to die and wants someone to take care of his, wants her to be taken care of, right? All that, you know, all that makes sense. You can contract ishas for later. But how can you have ishas, right? Meaning all these are, like, the answers to, like, the moral question of, like, why would the Torah want there to be such a thing? So I think it's not so hard to explain. I mean, it's not, you know, it still doesn't necessarily sit so well with us, but it's not so hard to understand why, you know, the Torah would want there to be such a thing, right? But our question is, right, it's, okay, so you want it to be, like, right, the same reason Tosis wants it, but the same reason why Tosis wants it by a katan, and it obviously doesn't work by a katan, because there's no ishas, right? Who's going to make the ishas? How does it work by a katana, right? We've been talking a ton about, you know, kiddushin, and kiddushin is this, right, relationship between the two people, and they're creating a bias together, right? And kiddushin is created, right? Either the, you know, the kirov of Gemira's Das, you know, created through Kesef Shalhana and Kesef Shal Kavod, right? How do you do that with a katana, right? How do we affect kiddushin with a katana if she's a katana? How could there be a chalos kiddushin? And how could there be, you know, who's making the kiddushin, right? The chalos kiddushin is like the creation of ishos and a bias, right? And, right, this relationship between them, and how you have that with a katana. And number two is just technically, how do you do the actions of kiddushin, right? So that's, right, those are very significant, significant questions, right? Just how do you make kiddushin, and how do you go around doing it, and how can it be effective? How can it create a chalos? Okay? So there are two possible ways to deal with that, I think, right? One is we can argue that we're dealing with the regular kiddushin, right? We're making regular kiddushin. How do you go about dealing with it? How do you go about making kiddushin, right? So she can't do it. So maybe, right, we could go around, we can make the kiddushin with, I don't know, she can have an agent, right? She can't appoint an agent, right? Maybe, right, so the Torah appoints an agent for her, right? Or, right, in that case, we could say she's really getting married, right? She can't effect marriage. So there's someone else who is capable of organizing it for her, right? Accepting the kiddushin, right? Providing the das. Okay, right? Then the question becomes, well, how can he do that for her, right? But perhaps, right, we could say, okay, there's regular kiddushin, there's regular ishas, right? And there's, you know, there's some way which we can use, let's say, the father as a, you know, as a way to overcome some of the obstacles that exist. Okay? That's option number one. So we say regular kiddushin, and somehow we're going to overcome those problems. Option number two, which is, I think, way more radical, but it would definitely answer all the questions, but it's one of those, like, you know, like, you answer all the questions by having one crazy idea, and then you just have to prove that it exists, which is not so easy, which is that maybe it's something totally different, right? Maybe Kiddush Ektana is just not regular ishas. Okay? Now, what's the best best direction for us to go with that? So, according to Rashi, we're learning out Kiddush Ektana from Ein Kesef La'adon Zeh, from Amma Ivriya, right? Which we suggested might be similar, right? From, on the moral side.
It's not really ishas anymore. It's more like purchasing an Amma.
So, right. So it wouldn't be like purchasing. I would say it's not like purchasing an Amma in the sense that it is for Ishas as opposed to Shifchas, right? But remember that Amma Ivriya has a clause in it called Yiyud. Okay, now, how Yiyud works is very interesting. Is Yiyud really, it's one way to look at Yiyud, OK, okay, where the Adon can then marry her off to his son, is that really Amma Ivriya is actually Kiddushei Ketana? Just like on hold, right? Really, you want to marry her off to whatever, right? The guy isn't necessarily interested, right? So she's going to be she's going to be an Amma in their house, right? And he might say Shein Be'inav, so he can be Miyayed her too, or the son, the son can be Miyayed her and then they get married. So really the Kiddushin is like Tamun in the Mechira La Amma Ivriya, right? The problem with that a little bit, that's sort of circular, right? Because then if you're explaining like Kiddushei Ketana with Amma Ivriya, but Amma Ivriya is really like partially like Kiddushei Ketana already, right? Because that's what Yiyud is. So then you kind of just made it circular, right? Mm-hmm. So or you could say that Amma Ivriya, right, is Mechir L'Amma Ivriya, right? But that Kinyan or that Shibud Mamuni to be an Amma can be transformed into Ishas, right? As a second step. Now, if that's true...
Well, that makes sense because they're both sort of financial transactions that create a relationship.
Oh, exactly, right? Maybe Kiddushei Ketana, right, in a certain sense, is a financial relationship, or it's more of a relationship. But at the end of the day, right, if it's being effected by the father, so it creates a certain primarily financial groundwork or contractual framework for there to be a marriage or to be a relationship between these two parties. But no one's actually created Ishus yet, right? And then you could say, right, how can the father make a relationship with financial characteristics? Very good, right? How can the father be Mekadesh Bita? How could she be married, right? So maybe the answer is, right, he's not really creating Ishus in the Kiddushin that we've been talking about until now, right? And that's why Rashi says, oh, you need a totally separate makar for Kiddushei Ketana. And we learn it out from Amma Ivriya of In Kesev Ladon Zeh, Yesh Kesev Ladon Acher, right? Because of its Biti Natati Lish Hazeh, right? And, right, maybe it's sort of like a contract to get married, right? It's a relationship with a financial twist of that it's a contract to get married, right? That she will marry him. And then, Allah the Tosis read, so in a certain sense, she's married. She's, let's say, Mikudashas and Muadas Raklo, but there's no real creation of relationship between them yet because she's a Ketana. So there are all of the features or most of the features of Ishus. But for example, according to Rashi, if we're learning out from Kiddushei Ketana, so she can be Mekadesh as much as he can be Mekadesh, because as long as they both, if they're just making a contract, right, who cares who gives the money? Yeah, Tehillah.
Yeah, I think like I'm kind of biased by the discussion that we had last time about, the father acting as a shaliach / not. And I think I saw that one of the Rishonim, maybe Ramban, I don't remember which one. The way we're talking about it right now makes a lot of sense, like a more financially based agreement for a Ketana, because she doesn't have a yad. Right. And so we're doing this sort of setup to set up the financial framework so that other, like, afterwards it can come through and there can be a more issue based relationship. But, like, Amma Ivriya and other things we discussed also includes a Nara. And I don't really understand how that contractual framework would also apply to that time period, like that period of her life. Why? Unless I misunderstand.
Well, she's.
Because at that point she has a yad. Right. So.
Right. Well, that's what happened to me. That's the big question. But the father could still.
So I'm saying if we're going to like run it through like a centrifuge and be like, oh, there's the financial part and there's the issue part and we can like totally like separate them, that makes a lot more sense to me when it comes to the Ketana than when it comes to Nara, because at that point she has agency and like, yes, the father takes the money, but she has the authority to set up a financial relationship that can have issue ramifications.
You're right. That's exactly why I think the Gemara, right, has that as a separate part, right? A separate part of the Diyun is exactly that, right? Okay, you've convinced me about Ketana, but what about Nara, right? If we go back to the Gemara on Gimel, on the Beis, Nara dis liyad l'kabel kedusha, taktish ihi nafsha, v'tishko kaspa, right? So Amar Kra binureha beis aviyah, right? And then, because that one's not so good, and then it brings out a second, right? So that's exactly right. I think your question is very good. I think the answer is that the father's ability, as long as she's a Nara, so she's partially still inside in his bias, in his domain, right? So still he still has the ability to set this up for her. That being said, right, he can't make Ishas for her, because you can't make Ishas for someone else, right? So I think what we would say, or at least what we're trying to say in Rashi, is that yeah, so he can't make, even though Adrabah, I think that's a great raya, right? Meaning even though in theory she should be able to have Ishas, right, on her own, if she were to do it, she'd be Mekadesh. But if the father's doing it, so he's not capable of creating, you know, Kiddushin for her. And if you read Gemara Rashi's way, so then if the father does it, you might have thought that then the money goes to her. Why? Because really, he's just being her shliach or something, because now it's real Kiddushin. Kamash Malan, no, it's still Kiddushik Dana, and it's still not the real deal. Right? Now,
just to clarify, the maskana is that it's not simply that he has a lien on the account, it's that he has some sort of agency for her and like control over things outside of just taking a sum out of the money that she acquires on her own.
Yes, I think that's definitely the approach of Rashi. Mm-hmm. Tosos, I think, just says no, right? He's really her agent. He's doing it for her, but she's a mitkadesh. Again, question is how exactly, you know, can he do that for her, right? Is a very big question. But ultimately what we're saying is he's basically acting for her as her, but it's her who's really being mitkadeshet, and it's Kiddushin. He gets the money because of these financial regulations, right? But I don't think Rashi's going in that direction. I think Rashi really seems to think that this is a different ballpark. It's a different Kiddushik SF. And as a different Kiddushik SF, it really has... it might just not be real ishus in the sense that what you're building is like an ishus, you know, a relationship with financial characteristics, or even a financial characteristics that leads to a relationship.
So according to Tosfot Svara, she can create ishus for herself.
When she's a gdola. When she's a ktana, she can't, but that's just because...
Even if her father's taking the money.
Nara, the father's still getting the money, but ultimately she's the one who's miskadish, even when he does it. Yeah, Rachel.
Oh, I just thought of a question of when she's the Nara, and then the reason why the father gets the money is because Masi Adel goes to father, but now she's starting her marriage, and Ketubah, my understanding is Masi Adel goes to husband, if you don't. So like,
right.
Really, well,
that's why after the suin. Yes, that's a very good question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, right. So then our question is basically like this, right? So we have two questions now, right? One is, what is the Ishus, right? Is it regular Ishus? And then the question is, how do you do that? Or is it some sort of, right, relationship with financial characteristics, which the father is then able to create, which will then lead to Ishus? And, you know, it'll create Isser, Chiv Misa, V'chule. In the Kiddushin side of things, I think it would end up creating an Isser on the same way. But, I don't think it's not because you've like created Ishus necessarily as much as it's like a binding, commitment to Ishus that actually is Mechayev, but it's different. Right. I'd love to find a cool Nafkamina for that. According to Rashi, Rashi gives an interesting nafkamina, which is if she did have a yad, Kedusha Ketana, she'd be able to marry to be Mekadesh him. Right? Because if it's really a question of an agreement, right? Why can't the woman marry, be Mekadesh the man? Why is that, right? No reason, like in terms of agreements, there's no reason why she can't, right? The reason why he has to be Mekadesh Pashas is very specific to the fact that he's Machnisa L'toch Beso. So if we're just talking about the agreement in and of itself, right? If we see Kiddushin as the actual act of, right, being Nichnas L'toch Beso and creating the relationship, and she's Nichnas L'toch Beso, then okay, right? Then, right, maybe he needs to do it. But if it's just about the agreement to get married and the Das to get married, they equally need Das to get married, right? And they equally need to agree, right, that they're going to get married. So if it's just about creating a contract to get married, and a commitment to get married, a la the Tosos Rids Chalipin, there's no reason why she can't do it too. Now, in the case of a Ketan, no, Rashi says, you actually never get a case like that. Why? Because if she's a Ketana in La Yad, right? And if she's a Gdola, then it's real Kiddushin, which is, right, Kicha Kicha Miste Afron, right, Kicha Cheshisha. But Lu Yitzuyer, you could have Kiddushin Ketana by Gdola, she could marry him, right? She could give him the money and say, Hareata Mikodishli. Right? Now, I'd love to find other nafkaminas of that. I can't really think of that. So that's one thing, right? What is the nature of the ishas? Okay. The second question, right? And then the question that partially answers our issue, because how can the father do it, right? Is because, you know, he has certain financial control and he is given certain prerogatives. I think more, you know, to take care of, just like he has to take care of her and therefore he gets, right? He gets the Shevach Nurim. He gets the money because he has to take care of her and provide for her food and board, right? And education, etc. So I think he also, part of that, like, you know, taking care of her is that he could, you know, marry her off or send her off as an Ama Ivriya if need arises. Again, right? He can only marry her off as a Ketana if she's, you know, almost a Gdola and actually Tigdal V'tomer B'ploni Ani Rotze, right? Although, again, right? That's morally true. That's true halachically. It's in on the mechanics level, right? It works, you know, I think from when she's 6, maybe, or when she's 10. Maybe it's when she's 10. I think it's depends on her das. You can also only do it when, like, from a certain, the Rambam says under 6, it never works. Over 6, it depends on her das. Over 10, it always works. And the Rambam says it always depends on her level of das. There's like a, maybe we'll actually do a shiur on that. You know, we'll try to like do all these things because Yishik Tana is one of these like very strange things that like it's worth really figuring out like what's going on. Like how does this fit with everything else we've been learning? But it is kind of limited. But at the end of the day, right, how do the mechanics work? Okay, now then the question is, who's really the Baal Davar, right? So the answer is, who's the Baal Davar? So if it's her, right, and the father, then we can understand, okay, she's the one getting married, so she's the Baal Davar, and somehow the father is like asking as a shliach. If the father is the Baal Davar, right, that could work, you know, and then it's fine if it's regular Kiddushin, and she's really the one getting married, so she's really the Baal Davar, the father's acting as her agent, and somehow that overcomes our problem. If the father is the Baal Davar, that would imply, again, like what we're trying to say for Rashi, that it's really a different thing. Right, it's really a different kiddushin. It's really right a, you know, relationship with financial aspects, a contract to get married, right? As opposed to or commitment to get married, that's more even a contract to get married, as opposed to our classic ishas, and therefore, right, the father really can be the Baal Davar, because just like he could sell her as an Ama Ivriya, he can also be Mekadesh or the Kiddushei Ketana, right, which is. Right, a financial contractual relationship to get married, for at least that's what we want to formulate. Okay, so who is the Baal Davar? Right, so we see in so we look at the Rishonim, right? Tosfos' approach. He says, wait a second, in Tomar Haliktana Lu Itzrich Kra the Hashda Zvuni Mazvin La Bekesef Kiddushin Nibaya. The guy governor Mina Gabi Maisiya Deha says, wait a second, right? Later on, at some point in service, we say, if he could marry her, if he could sell her as an Ama Ivriya, of course he gets her Maisiya Dayim, right? So if that's true, right? If he could sell her as an Ama Ivriya, right? Why don't we say, of course he could also marry her off, right? So he says, Yeshlomar. Lo dummy. And how Tosas is actually asking, also, I think Tosas might really be asking, how do we know the Kesef Kiddushin goes to the father, right? If he couldn't sell her as an Ama Ivriya, of course he should get the Kesef Kiddushin. So he says, Yesh Lomar Lo dummy. And they're not similar at all. Gabi Maisa Yadeha Nicha. Ki Kishem Machra Mocher Maisa Yadeha. He says, if he could sell her as an Ama Ivriya, what's he doing? He's selling her Maisa Yadayim, right? Pashras in return for her, right, being physical needs being taken care of, right? She'll have food and board. Food and board, the same thing, like a roof over her head, right? Sharei lemalachta nimkeres, because she's being sold, right, for her, you know, ability to, for economic productivity, right, in return for being taken care of. About kiddush in lo shaicha b'mecher, right? You can't sell Kiddushin, right? It's not a financial issue, right? Kiddushin is not financial. Kiddushin is not Kinyan, right? I mean, selling anything, right? Afal pishi yachol liyada hainu bekesef shenimkara aval bekiddusheh ha-mamish lo matzinu shum zuchos la'av. And even though there's yod by Amma Ivriya, right? That's different, right? That's like, that's really that he's being mekadesh her with the money that he bought her with. Meaning, that's just like he's really doing regular kiddushin. Just he's using the kesef that he, you know, the kesef is just that kesef. You're like drawing on the fact that, you handed over kesef earlier to make kiddushin now, right? But bekiddusheh ha-mamish lo matzinu shum zuchos la'av. Ma'kesher, the father, to kiddushin, right? So you need to prove that to me. That needs a new makor, right? So Tosus's approach is basically, right? Kiddushin has no shaychus to mecher. Now that's exactly not what we were trying to say, right? For Rashi. For Rashi's, right, we were trying to say, no, really, kiddushin and mecher have a lot in common, right? There's a lot going on there. Okay? Now, which is one more Tosus. Tosus on Daf Hey. The Gemara there is trying to explain all the cases where, like, oh, it sounds like you could do things, certain things about Karcha, but you can't do things. Oh, sorry, that you, why don't we say, like, oh, if I know these two types of Kiddushin, then I can learn out the third one from a Mahatzad, right? If Kesef works and Bia works, so why shouldn't Shtar work? Maybe I don't need a Makar for Shtar, I could just learn it out from the other ones. Okay, so one point it says, no, you can't learn these in the net because those never have Baal Karcha. The Pierce Bekadres, Bia Biavama Shtar Begirushin, Kesef Ba'ama Evria, Kashla Mutan, Imze Choshev Bal Korcha, Masha Av Mocher Ezbito Bal Korcha, Imkain Maika Amar of Huna, the Kame, Kesef Beishos, Mihalo Ashkechan Bal Korcha, Halohav Makadish Bito Kdana Bekesef. Says Rashi explains when the Gemara says that there's a case of, that there are certain cases where you could do certain things Bal Korcha, which doesn't apply, let's say, to Shtar. So Bia works by Yavama. Shtar works by Gerushin Bal Korcha, right? And Kesef by Amma Ivriya, you could sell right your daughter as Amma Ivriya Bal Korcha. She doesn't have to consent because she's a Ketana. The Kashla Rebbeinu Tam. So Rebbeinu Tam says, what are you talking about? Im Zech Hashav Bal Korcha, that's not Bal Korcha because the Av is Mocher is Bito. He's the Bal Davar, right? Maika Marav Huna Le Kameh Kesef Bi Ishas Mihalo Ashkan Bal Korcha Halo Ha'av Mekadish Bito Ketana Be Kesef Bal Korcha, right? Wait a second, right? But he could also be Mekadesh Bito Bal Korcha. And the Gemara says earlier that that there's no case of Kesef Bal Korcha. But he can be Mekadesh Bito Bal Korcha. If you consider Amma Ivriya Bal Korcha, so too Kesef. The Omer Rebbeinu Tam, Kivan Deva Av Bimkom Bito Kai, Eze Chashav Bal Korcha, Kivan Shomidaito Shalav. Now, he says, there's a difference between Amma Ivriya and Kiddush Ektana. Why? Rashi says it's the same thing, right? Amma Ivriya is Bal Korcha, right? Same thing as Kiddush, as Kesef Bal Korcha. Says Rebbeinu Tam, no, because what's the difference? Because the Av is B'makom Bito Kai, in Zechash of Bal Korcha, as opposed to Amma Ivriya, right? Amma Ivriya, the father is selling her Bal Korcha, right? By Kiddush Ektana, even if she says, no, I don't want to, right, which would be Aser, by the way, but if you did it, it would still work. Why? And it wouldn't be considered Bal Korcha because the Av is Bimkom Bito. Right? He's standing in her place. He's standing in her stead, but it's really not Bal Korcha. He's providing the Das for her. Okay? It's like the parent or the guardian can sign for their, you know, for their child, right? Not because it's Bal Korcha because really the person who matters is the father. Of course not, right? The person who matters is the daughter, but the father, right, is her, not like his or Aper Chapas, he's her agent. He stands in her stead. Now, I think this is more than Shlichos, right? He's Omid Bimkoma, okay? I think that's more than just saying he's a Shliach. It's like he really is representing her interests. Right, so the chiddush is that he has the ability to represent her interests, but therefore he's able to be mekadesh, and she's mekudeshes midaita. Just the das here is the person who's right, who is her, who is, you know, her legal guardian. Right now, the Ramban, Ramban also said, yeah, sure.
Oh, no, I just... So if we're going with Rashi that we learn Ivriat, that's the proof of Kedusha Kana. But here we're like finding again more differences between Nama Ivriya and Kedusha Ketana because here not the father is
us.
Right.
Right. Rashi says
and what did Tosfos
Rashi says, oh, Ama Ivriya and Kedusha Kesef are Bal Korcha of the Ketana, right? But right, when it comes to you know Kedusha Kesef, right, who really you know it's Bal Korcha, but right, you know, that's okay because right, the person who matters is the father, right? Tosfos says, oh, it's not actually about Korcha because, right, he is Bimkom Bitokai. Right? Now, again, this is important to note. You could read this in two ways. Kivan da'av Bimkom Bitokai, does that mean the real important person is the father, not the daughter? And therefore, it's not about Korcha because we don't care about her, we care about him. Or is that he is the representative of Da'ata, right? He's been kombito, and he is the one who is, you know, representing her das, and therefore her das doesn't exist, right? It is represented by her legal guardian.
But for Rashi, in terms of Ama Ivriya, and like he considers Kedusha Ketana Bal Karcha.
Rashi would say,
because he's saying Ama Ivriya is the prototype for Kedusha Ketana.
So again, I'm not sure if Rashi right. Rashi, I mean, Rashi saw us to read that the Gemara, but you could say, well, at the end of the day, it's still the father's, you know, not Bal Karcha the father, right? But the way Rashi saying, oh, Ama Ivriya is you know Bal Karcha, and you know, Rabbi Natan's like, wait a second, then why don't we say the same thing by Kedushin, right? But we said that's not true by, you know, Kesef B'Ishos, we don't have Bal Karcha. He says, wait a second, Kadish B'Ita Bal Karcha. He says, no, it's not Bal Karcha. Now, you could say it's not Bal Karcha because the real person who matters is the father, or you could say it's the real person that it's not Bal Karcha because, right, if he is Omid Bimkom Bito and he is representing her interests, so when we talk about Bal Karcha, we're not really talking about, right, her das is simply expressed by her father or is represented by her father.
Can you clarify the difference between those two options?
I mean, if I guess one thing is to say the important person, the person who matters is, you know, is the father, right? He's what matters. She doesn't matter. Okay. We're going to see Shitos who say that clearly in a minute. Or you could say that the father is like her agent, right? And within saying he's like her agent, we could say he's like her agent and he's doing it on her behalf, except right, he really represents her das. He is the legal guardian whose das is her das. Right, when you have like a legal guardian, like let's say, I don't know, let's say vaccines, right? We're going to the doctor. So you want to go to the doctor and in order for the doctor to do whatever operation on a child, right? The doctor, you know, needs you to sign consent, right? Go to the doctor, say you need an operation, you know, a kid needs an operation, and the doctor says, okay, you need to sign, right? So who signs? The parent, right? Who's the relevant party whose consent we need in order to do an operation on a child? The child, right? But the legal guardian, right, is the one who has the legal right. Is Bimkom the child, right? It's not simply that, so you have two ways to say, right? You have times where a child will say, yes, no, I want this, I want that. And the parent says, no, but I know what's good for them, right? And they have the ability to, right? They represent the well-being of their child as their, right, as the shliach of their child, right? Because they, you know, the one who is taking care of it. And there are other times where legally, right, even if the child is jumping up and down and screaming, saying, no way, right? And even if we think that the child really doesn't want it and might not want it in the future, at the end of the day, the legal guardian is the one who has the ability to be koveh, right? Let's say you put someone in, let's say you have someone who's a bar das, but you put them in receivership. Is receivership? Custodian, they have like a legal custodian, right? So what happens is that even though you know they have whatever they're about das, we still the legal person who matters is the other person. Why? Right? Because we say, oh, you know, they're the one who's like really able to who's determining what's best for them. So there, they're like it's not just like though they're like a shliach. There, they like you know legally they have the authority. They're the koveh of the das. Right, but the person who matters, the legal entity who the things are being done to, and who matters is the right is the person. But their legal custodian, right, is the one whose das is matters. Okay, but let's say by a you know by a child, or so let's say someone who's incapable of expressing themselves, so we would you know can assign like a legal guardian or shliach, right, to do it. But ultimately, we're saying that this is. Right, the will of the person. Okay? I'm just saying those are two options with an idea that ultimately the important party is the daughter, right? Either the father is representing her interests, or he's the legal guardian, and therefore legally he is right the one who's granted the responsibility of determining her interests, right? Not merely as an expression of what he thinks she will want, right? Or what is you know, but as the legal guardian who determines these things. It's a small difference, but I think it might be important, but it's we'll deal with it later, okay? Anyway, I think for Tosfos, right, Kiddushin lo shaykh b'mecher, so when we're talking about is it like a financially based relationship or is it a regular ishus relationship, Tosfos is saying, you know, it's clearly a regular Kiddushin, okay? And I think when he says here, b'mkom bito, he's saying the stronger version, not really shlichos, it's more than shlichos, is that he's really the legal guardian and custodian. And therefore, he is in, you know, like, you know, the phrase in loco parentis. So he is, you know, in loco basis, I guess, right? He stands in the place of his daughter, right? But he is her, you know, like, it's almost like how the government, right, in a democracy, right? It's not that they are simply the shlichim of the people to do what the people would want, right? The elected representatives, they're not the relevant party. The real party is the people of the United States. We the people, right? But how do we determine what the legal ratzon or the legal, you know, actions of the tzibor? We don't go and ask the majority of people what they want, right? There's a legal system, right? The Senate, you know, decides and the Congress decides and the president decides what the American people are doing, right? They don't, it's not that, oh, the people who matter are is the president and Congress and the citizens are irrelevant, right? They're not the bar hachi. They're simply like tools in the hands of the politicians, right? The politicians get their power from the people. But who determines the will of the people, right? Is, you know, legally determined by Congress and by the president, right? Nafkumina, if you have a split between the popular vote and the electoral college, right, who is the appropriate winner and the appropriate representative of the people of the United States? Right, and the answer is the winner of the Electoral College. The majority of people wanted something different. Right, if you lose the popular vote but win the Electoral College, at the end of the day, right, the Electoral College is, you know, bimkom the am. Right, they are the legal representatives of, you know, of the people, even though. If you're talking about the shliach, you know, so you say, oh, well, maybe like what really matters is most is, you know, what the majority of people in America want. But if the majority of people in America want A, but Congress and the president want B, then ultimately, right, Congress and the president are omid bimkom ha'am. Okay? So those are two different ways to formulate this situation. Okay, then we're going to stop here because we're going over time. But I think, so Tosfos is coming out on the idea that really the father represents the daughter. Right, he's really standing in for her. He really is, you know, her legal representative. I think, you know, it's not just like a quick line, and we'll do this more properly inside on Sunday. The Ritva says, you know, ukim mamona hi chashuva be'inyan zeh, which I think really pushes towards that side we were advocating for Rashi. Then no, we're not talking about regular kiddushin. It's really almost like ama evria, right? It's really more of a financial agreement. Right? If she were to be able to, if the av was a shliach, then he could, you know, then she could accept the kiddushin, right? And she would get the money. So you see that it's really the real person, the real relevant party is the father, not the daughter, right? And not only is the relevant party the father, but it's also a fine, it's also, right, kimamona yichashuva. It's like an Ama Ivriya situation. It's a different type of ishas, okay? We're going to continue on Sunday because I'm really going over time. But those two questions of, you know, is it regular ishas? Is it sort of kesef ishas? Is it mamona ishas? Ama Ivriya ishas? And the question of who's the really relevant party, right, are really very often are going to go together. Okay. Shukach.